Turquoise Paper by 42 Do Not Panic and read by Coprime. Rating, teen and up. Archive warning, no archive warnings apply. Fandom, The Avengers, Marvel Cinematic Universe. Relationship, Bucky Barnes / Clint Barton. Additional tags, pen pals, social anxiety, agoraphobia, Bucky Barnes has PTSD, war veteran Bucky Barnes, soft Clint Barton, protective Clint Barton, cat cafes, anxiety attacks, supportive Clint Barton, nonverbal Bucky Barnes, amputee Bucky Barnes, and deaf Clint Barton. Summary. Bucky has had a pen pal for a while. When the other suggests meeting, Bucky is worried, but Clint is there to support him. Bucks, you got another letter, Clint called into the apartment excitedly, leaning around the door to the living room and waving the letter. It's really fancy paper with pretty stamps. Bucky smiled happily, getting up and stealing a kiss from Clint's lips before taking the envelope to the bedroom, as he did every time he got a letter from his pen pal. Smiling fondly, Clint watched him close the door before taking his bags to the kitchen and unpacking the groceries he had bought on the way home. It only took a few minutes until Bucky came back, holding the letter in his hand and fidgeting nervously as he entered the kitchen. "Hey, Bunny, what's going on?" Clint frowned, putting a pack of energy drinks he had just been sorting into the fridge down on the counter. "What happened?" he asked, closing the refrigerator and crossing the room so he was just at the edge of Bucky's personal space. "Tell me, sweetheart." Bucky was pushing and biting at his lip piercing, fidgeting with the edge of the paper in his hands and shifting his weight from one leg to the other. "Bucky," Clint sighed, starting to get really worried. "You know I'd never ask you to show me the letters, but please tell me what's going on. I know something isn't right." Bucky licked his lips, looked down at the softly turquoise-colored paper for a moment before holding it out to Clint. Clint frowned again, studying his partner and giving him a moment to change his mind before taking the paper. He softly trailed his fingers along Bucky's arms, offering him a reassuring smile before looking over the letter. Clint had barely started reading when he noticed something else that caught his attention. "I know this handwriting," Clint said, frowning and studying the swoops and angles of the letters and the slight slant of the writing. Bucky frowned, then raised an eyebrow and signed. "What do you mean you know the handwriting?" "I know this handwriting," Clint repeated. He blinked, staring out at the window for a moment, until the dots connected in his mind. "Buck, I think your pen pal might be a former foster kid who lived in the same group home as me for a while." "Is he an ass?" Bucky asked, honest worry in his expression. "No, he's actually really sweet," Clint chuckled fondly. "We used to hang out a bunch before we got rehomed and lost track of each other." Bucky nodded slowly, still fidgeting, but starting to relax again. "You're really gonna make me read it?" Clint sighed, rolling his eyes good-naturedly before starting to read. It always took him a moment to read longer texts, especially when it was handwritten like the letter. Bucky waited as patiently as he could, reading Clint's reaction while trying not to stare. "Oh," Clint nodded, humming as he got to the part of the letter that he guessed was making Bucky the most nervous. Bucky's pen pal was suggesting that they should meet, since he was coming to New York for an event, and they had been writing letters back and forth for a while now. "That sounds like a really sweet idea." Bucky gave a small nod, his lip piercing twisted far enough that Clint was starting to worry. "Does he know about..." Clint gestured vaguely. Bucky shrugged one-sidedly, running a hand over his bad shoulder before answering. He knows I have anxiety and PTSD, but not about the agoraphobia or that I'm non-speaking. Clint nodded, putting the letter down on the counter and taking a half step closer to his partner. He knows that I got injured, but... Bucky shrugged again. No details, mostly. I think you should do it anyway, Clint said softly, offering a fond smile and slowly resting a hand on Bucky's hip. You've made some really big progress with doing scary things, and you already know him, at least to a degree. He's a good guy, and you said it yourself. He already feels like one of your closest friends, even though you've never met. Clint tilted his head, fondly studying his partner and nonverbally offering him support as well. I can join if that makes it easier for you. Bucky considered, sighing again and pushing Clint against the counter so he could lean into his touch. You're brave, Bucky, Clint breathed, softly resting his arms around his partner as Bucky tucked his head into the crook of Clint's neck. You can do hard things. Bucky nodded against Clint's neck. You get so excited every single time you get a letter from him. That's become my favorite part of the week, Clint teased, pulling Bucky just a little bit closer. This actually made Bucky chuckle softly. It was too quiet for Clint to hear, but the way he was now leaning against him, Clint could tell anyway. Tell him that you're scared. Tell him that you don't speak. And if you want, tell him about your arm and everything else, Clint continued. Tell him that you're struggling, but also tell him that you want to meet him, because we both know you do. Bucky sighed again, hiding his face against Clint's chest and wrapping his arm around Clint's waist. You can tell him that you're really nervous about crowded spaces and that you don't go to the touristy parts of the city. And you can suggest going to your cafe, Clint told him, placing soft kisses on Bucky's head between sentences. You know it there. You like it there. And they have cats. Bucky chuckled again, shoving Clint with his shoulder. He was starting to get annoyed by his partner, which was a good sign that Clint's strategy was working to help Bucky through his anxiety. It's usually not busy there, so you can focus on your friend and on having a good time without having to also deal with a new experience and other people. Bucky nodded, standing up on his own again, but still holding on to his partner. You can do this, Bucky, Clint assured him again. I know you can. Will you come with me? Bucky asked, biting his lip again. If you stop torturing your poor piercing, Clint frowned overdramatically. Deal, Bucky signed, chuckling and straightening out the ring. He took a deep breath, ran his hand through his hair, and finally brushed a kiss on Clint's cheek. I love you. I love you, Bucks, Clint smiled. I'm sure it's going to be okay. The end. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this work, please consider leaving a comment on the original work or the author.